You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Peace, family. It's 19 Keys with the 19 Keys podcast. You're listening to a high-level conversation. Tap in. All right, a word from one of our sponsors. Make sure you tap into Goldwater Products. After you come listen to the information, you're going to need your memory stimulated so you can download everything in that prefrontal cortex. You want to make sure that hippocampus area of your brain that regulates mood, memory, and learning is fully functional and tapped in. Therefore, you want to tap into Goldwater. They have smart moss, sports moss, vitamin C moss, colloidal silver. They have just about everything that you, your child, and your whole entire family needs to stimulate your brain and your body and to make sure that your immune system is functioning. Before you tap into this great high-level conversation, listen to this song by Tezu Kulando called Goldwater. Peace, family. Is 19 Keys. That's 19 Keys with electrical thought patterns and conversations. Today, we're going to be talking about the triple pack of Corona. This is actually a very important and special one that I want y'all to tap into. I'm about to go live on my iPhone at the same time on Instagram so that the people on Instagram can get this live at the same time. So, we're going to be breaking this down and more, and you'll all be able to understand why that triple pack of Corona is so important for your life to be able to understand. And that's what we're about to break down too. What's going on? What's going on? I love y'all. Appreciate y'all. Blessings and activities. Peace, family. As we know, right now, the world is in a frenzy. The coronavirus is scaring a lot of people. It's creating economic issues. Right now, the world is in crisis management so that the trade between China right now, you know, doesn't cause too many big issues. China is a big influencer of the global economy. And so not being able to trade with China will cause big issues. But listen, before I get into the economic aspect of it, let's warm up this conversation. Talking about the coronavirus itself. The spread of virus and what we can do as prevention-based things to keep ourselves healthy. We all know, for one, this is the artificial man is up to all his old tricks. The artificial man is creating artificial diseases all of the time. You know, I seen the meme going around. I think it was Brother Rizzo who may have broke it or someone, and it was talking about the company out in China that has the same emblem logo, the umbrella, as the umbrella company in Resident Evil, where the so-called disease or virus rather has come from. I seen where they said Bill Gates was going to spend $80 million to fight the coronavirus in Africa. I've seen, of course, the mass hysteria of people, and there was 200 people in LA that supposedly got off the plane and had the coronavirus, and people are going crazy. The world is in a frenzy. Now, let's understand, first of all, how diseases work. You know what I mean? And what is a disease evolution? Meaning that what is the changes that happen to it over time? They say that the death rate is 2% of the infected. Now, for one, I'm not saying that I believe everything connected, but I do know a lot of people who've been getting sick lately that don't normally get sick, you know. And one thing is to be able to understand about this. Ain't nobody worry about that, Mo. One thing to be able to understand about this this virus, they saying that it's less mortal than the SARS virus. And we all know that every year there's always another virus. You understand me? There's always something that comes from some mosquitoes, something that just pops up on the radar that we don't know about. There's always this scare. One thing I know for sure about this particular virus is it's not more so one that gets into your sinuses that starts up here. It's one that gets into your respiratory tract to where it's more bronchial, to where you're going to be coughing and things of that nature. And that's just important to be able to note. The point of infection, number one, can come from many different sources. It can be in the eyes, it can be in the nose, it can be in the mouth. When we breathe in cool air, right? And we breathe out hot air because the nasal passages heat up the air. And as it goes out hot, building up moist. This moist also allows the spread of different germs and things of that nature. That's why, of course, on the list I put that it's important to carry and to wear those medical masks, not to be spreading the germs and get caught up in the germs because you can catch it so many different ways. So in the disease language, because every level of consciousness comes with a new language, so we have to learn a little language. In a disease language, it says point of infection, which is the etiological organism. The etiological organism is basically the organism that causes the disease. So it's the first time you come in contact with the disease itself. You understand me? Now, the first time that you actually come in contact or with the virus or whatever, is that your body has an incubation period. So it's going to house this disease first or this. Yeah. So as it's housing this virus, rather, your body starts to send out signals, right? So your white blood cells start to say, wait a minute, what's this in my body? Now, then it creates antibodies because this particular virus says that it needs to be able to leach onto your cells, right? So it's different than germs that can live outside the environment of cells and reproduce throughout your body. This particular virus has to leach onto your cells. And then that's when it starts to take over, you know what I mean, that particular cell and start reproducing itself. And then that's when the white blood cells say, wait a minute, I don't recognize you here. Since I don't recognize you here, you're going to send antibodies. Now, there's a time between when the disease comes in your body and the antibodies start to build up. But the virus starts to spread quicker. Remember, because the virus been there for an incubation period. So it's not until the antibodies in your body build up more than the virus that you actually get back into your full health. Now, one thing we need to note, because I know I'm going over more so the science of it, just so that people can understand what's actually taking place in your body during this time. Because nobody teaches us how disease work. Yet every single year, we're talking about spread of new virus, spread of new diseases. But what are the steps? You know, I always believe that once you know the steps, you get what you have, that quantum consciousness. You understand me? You know what's happening in your body, and your body can help, you know, your mind can help your body fight within those stages. Now, what is preventative, whether this is any virus that's going on, is that for one, number one, we need to make sure that we're not relying on sanitizers and things of that nature. Sanitizers were started by the marketing companies. In neurosciences, if you study brand psychology or branding, rather, and you'll start to understand that this was actually built out about fear. So there's been a lot of sanitizer companies that got rich over the fear of germs, right? As people started to travel and germs started to be spread, and they said that it kills 99.9%, but it's the 1% that gets you, that 0.1% that hits your ass. Now, when you understand, for one, that alcohol, wait a minute, glad I, yo, that's crazy. They just kicked me out of Instagram as I'm teaching. Luckily, I got this being recorded because they super kicked me out. Oh, man, that's crazy. They kicked me all the way out. No nothing. But that's okay. I'm recording this for the podcast. So, you know, we ready to go anyway. The people back. Yeah, I mean, we're going to make sure we get all this information. So we was talking about the sanitation, right? So the alcohol that's in the sanitizer that people be utilizing, for one, it doesn't even stick to the germs long enough. The germs don't get to soak in there long enough for the alcohol to even do anything to the germs. So don't trust those. If you're going to do anything, wash your hands with warm water and soap. If you know the old rules, man, make sure you're washing at least 30, 40, 50, 60 seconds, however you want to get in there to make sure that, you know what I mean, you're giving enough time to where you can have clean hands and you can wash away the germs that get stuck in your daily encounters. That's very, very important. Another one is nutrition and vitamin D. So as we talk about this coronavirus, right, and let me read off the definition of this coronavirus real quick, because it's important that we understand these things and we don't just let the media throw everything at us, because we know we can't trust the media for shit. You know what I mean? And because, you know, they're saying that they don't know everything about this disease and the way that it's moving and things of that nature. But they also saying that it's less deadly than the SARS. So the media in some of these instances has to report the actual truth about it so everybody doesn't get caught up in a frenzy. But then you have these polarizing things because they're just trying to get clickbait. So they're trying to scare you and they're trying to get you in fear. Now, when you become fearful, you lower your immune system and you're preparing it to be invaded in the first place. But the coronavirus is a type of virus that's pretty common around the world. It's called the coronavirus because of the way that it's actually shaped. In the United States, the infection periods are usually during the fall, winter time. Hold on, let me move this out the way. Usually during fall and winter. However, it can vary around the world and depending upon the climate. The good news is that it's not a serious virus that has deadly consequence. So that's the most important thing to be able to understand. And also, you have to understand that this has been something that's been consistently utilized by Big Pharma, you understand me, in these vaccine industries to be able to sell more of these vaccines and also just, you know, get more people sick, create more fear, create more pandemic. Now, let's understand about the coronavirus, right? Because once you understand the fact that a lot of you all been had the coronavirus, you know what I mean? And that's why I'm calling this the coronavirus triple pack. And that's what this actual podcast is going to be called. So what's the second corona? The second corona is those coronas that you've been drinking, man. I was just at the Joey's downtown LA, and I seen a corona going past, and it had me thinking. I said, man, we've been exposed to the coronavirus in the hood. We've been exposed to the coronavirus plenty of times, and it's all this alcohol and liquor that we eating during fall or drinking during falls and wintertime, lowering your immune system. You understand, making it easier for these viruses to enter your body, incubate, you understand me, and then spread throughout and catch these flus and these diseases and these viruses. But of course, the World Health Organization is not going to tell you about preventative measures, right? So drinking liquor lowers your immune system. So for one, that's been always been a coronavirus. You notice that people drink. It lowers your immune system during the cold. Now your immune system get attacked. Now you get sick all of a sudden. Come on now. That's the double pack of the coronavirus that you ain't really talking about. You understand me? We're about to enter Black Future Month. We're about to enter Black Health Month. This is the time that we should all get our discipline together. We should get our detox together, get our immune system together. You understand me? And we should be making sure that our body is performing at optimum levels all the time. You feel me? Because we ain't got no future if we don't take care of ourselves in the present. One thing that I'm going to be doing is giving up three of the most deadly things to me. Cheese, sugar, caffeine, right? Because I want my body to be 100% optimally performing. I need to be on ThyroWild 100 because all of these different diseases that's coming to my body, I want to make sure that my body can produce these antibodies quick enough to knock out the virus so I continue to go about my day and I can stay focused and not be distracted by the issues. You understand me? So we go back now that we talked about the coronavirus and what the alcohol is doing. You understand me? And we already know the issues that have. Let's go to the triple pack of the coronavirus. Well, Keith, what's the triple pack of the corona? How could there be another corona? Well, the next corona is they just put out a picture of the sun. And the picture of the sun was a detailed picture of the corona of the sun. Now, you have to understand the corona is the outer layer of the sun. is very, 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 very hot. This outer layer, they've been able to actually photograph it in detail. And when you get up close to it, what it looked like? It looked like gold. It looked like nuggets of gold. Now, you understand that gold comes from collision of neutron stars. You understand me? That's actually where gold comes from. That collision, out of that collision, many elements come from it. And one of them is the forming of actual gold. Now, why is this important? It's important because one of the ways of building up your immune system is through vitamin D. What is vitamin D? Vitamin D is sunlight. Most of the time when we're eating food, we're not eating food with sunlight in it. So therefore, we got not getting the type of food that's charging up our immune system, right? So most of us, especially black people and melanated people, have vitamin deficiencies, right? This vitamin deficiencies leave your immune system open for attack. Now, why is it so monumentally important, especially to black people? Because you all have melanin. See, melanin fights against, right, that sun, that ultraviolet radiation. So you need longer terms of exposure in the sun than your counterpart white person because it's going to take longer for you to absorb the vitamin D. Because that's why our skin is the way that it is. It protects us, right? Because when that corona, which sends out the solar flares and it sends out the ultraviolet radiation, now, of course, our atmosphere protects us from most of that, but extended exposure can still get us. Now, we know that, you know, this corona, when the solar winds hit, they always say that this activates enlightenment in the human beings across the spectrum because light gives us information, right? We all light beings. When you get sick, your body starts to produce more light. Why? It's called biophotons. You have biophotons that's trying to heal your body, right? So it's our lack of exposure to corona that's making us more exposed to things like the coronavirus. And then when you do things further, like drinking coronas, then it lowers your ability to fight against this coronavirus as well. So right now, we got to hit y'all with the coronavirus triple pack right now, man. I got to make sure y'all understanding the way these things are working. You need to mineralize your body. You're over-chemicalized. They're not going around. Let me make sure I get me some water. Hold up. Let me get me some water. The one thing you don't want to do is be dehydrated during this time. This is important, people. I'm about to get my water. About to let y'all kill me. All right. So yeah, I'm back. So we got to make sure, for one thing that they're not telling us on these television shows, they're not telling us on the news, they're not saying that, yo, let's change the way we eat. Let's do things to increase our immune systems. You understand me? They're not doing any of those things because the nature of this beast is not preventative. It is reactive. You understand me? It's not preventative. It's reactive. Now, you also have to understand that once these viruses run their course in your body, right? So some of you all can be a host for the disease or the virus and not even know, right? And you might not even show any symptoms, but you could be passing it along, right? So as black people, we the ones who taught white people how to clean themselves, right? We already know that in Europe, they during the Black Plague, during the times, most of the issues it killed, wiped out millions of people. Why? Because they didn't know how to clean. They allowed fleas to kill millions of people. They didn't know how to clean. So black people had to go teach. The Moors had to go teach the Europeans how to clean themselves, how to wipe after themselves, right? How to sanitize their environments. So how did we get back to this point where black people act like we're not the civilizers of the savages and we acting like savages that need to be civilized because we listen to the ones that we civilize to teach us what's right? That don't make no sense. We the ascendants of the Moors. You know what I'm talking about? We the ones, we the teachers. But we listening to the noobs, their ancestors teach us about what's right because we don't know how to clean ourselves. You know what I'm talking about? We don't know how to prepare ourselves during times. Most of it is cleanliness. Most of it is cleanliness. Cleanliness is next to godliness. You know what I'm talking about? So understanding the disease, understanding the virus, understanding the way that it spreads, understanding how to be proactive instead of reactive. These are all things that can benefit you and your family from not getting sick, because we all know that some of us can't even afford a week of sickness. That'll destroy your whole life, right? You got to take a week off from work. You got to take a week off and you got to go drop off your kids. You can't afford a babysitter. You understand me? You got to take a week off. Your job won't allow you to take any more sick days. Now you're getting fired. Now your whole economic condition is in ruin. We can't even, a lot of us can't afford to get sick. So you take those preventative measures. Hear what I'm talking about? To keep yourself secured at all times. At all times. So y'all be thinking it's a game. We over here, why keep selling all these health supplements? All right. You know what I'm talking about? What's in the crown's oil? All right, come over here and find out. I teach you. I teach you how we building up the immune system. You understand me? I teach you that we got the CMOS pills with the CBD and Alliance, man. I can teach you. I can give you the game. You understand me? I'm taking my B12s. You know what I'm talking about? I'm taking my bronchial syrup. You understand me? With the different oils that help me out. I'm taking my minerals. I'm getting myself together. I got to make sure I stay hydrated, because your body has to have that electrical system, that conductivity. You understand me? So that your vibration stays high at all times. I want y'all to get on this with me next month. I want y'all to be on this with me next month, man. Let's focus on our health for Black History Month. You understand me? Let's focus on, I'm talking about, pick three things that you need to fast from and you need to detox from. Pick three of them and get in that gym. Get your body working. But make sure you clean and after yourself. See, we're talking about mindfulness now. Mindfulness, because If you're not mindful of your environment and the things that you participating in, oh, I put my hands here. Be mindful. So now when you're mindful of this, you become mindful of other things in your environment as well. You become mindful of all these things in your environment. Now you're mindful of how you take care of yourself. Now you're mindful of how you deal with others. Now you're mindful of how you deal in business. All of these different things you become mindful of. So that triple corona pack, you know what I'm talking about? Cut out the liquor for the month. Don't let that lower your immune system during this wintertime season, man. It's going to be hard for you to fight against the corona while you're sipping on a corona. You know what I mean? It's going to be hard for you to fight against the corona if you're not getting enough of the sun's corona. You understand me? That's sending that vitamin D and you're not getting no exposure and you have vitamin D deficiency. Another way, if you can't get the sun, because I know it's wintertime, then you can take some of these vitamin D pills. It's not the best way to get it, but it's a better way. And I'm not saying that this is 100% going to stop you from getting sick, but if you have a vitamin D deficiency, which most of us do, then you need to be taking this at least to build it up to its normal baseline level so it can do what it's supposed to do. Don't have your immune system out here fighting a battle that it can't win. All right, so let's see what else we got here, man. I want to make sure I'm giving y'all all of the keys necessary in order to get yourself right. You know what I'm talking about? Your gut, microbe, your sleep, the sun. Those are three things that you got to focus on, man. Make sure you being proactive. Sheesh. Somebody keep calling me. Make sure you be proactive and get your probiotics. That's important. Very, very, very important. I didn't want to take too much of your time, man. I just wanted to knock that down for you, man. This will be on my actual, wait a minute, let me make sure the podcast is still. This will be on my actual podcast, so make sure that y'all share with somebody on what the coronavirus triple pack is. That's the coronavirus triple pack. Matter of fact, I just came up with an idea. Mm-hmm. So I got the crown's oil here, right? And y'all need to learn about these mushrooms, and I might go live a little later with my brother, Blue Pill, because this has the Horatium erinaceus. Which is a mushroom compound for the brain, for the heart, and for the gut. Specifically, it also boosts up your immune system. Now, this is very important. You understand talking about when you want to get yourself together. Now, go study that lion's mane. Come back to me once you got a little more information. Of course, this is that gold water. This is basically liquid sun. You know what I'm talking about? So make sure you tap in with that. But we also have another product that's not featured here that's going to be alongside of here. It's going to come in a white bottle. It's going to come with some beautiful branding. And it's going to be the CMOS pills with the CBD and the lion's mane. And it's going to be called Smart Moss. You heard it here first. And what I'm going to do for Black Future Month, Black Health Month, I'm going to put together that triple pack for y'all, man. So make sure y'all go to Goldwater, follow Goldwater, make sure y'all tap in. But beyond that, make sure you're mineralizing yourself, you're eating things that got food, you're going to clean environments, you're staying away from environments like hospitals where you can get caught up in so many different germs. Don't get caught in the scare and start taking the vaccines. Make sure that you're cleaning yourself, you know what I mean, properly all the time, washing your hands, you understand me? If you get sick, make sure you're covering your mouth properly with a towel or possibly some paper towel so that you're not spreading this disease. Remember, it can get in your eyes. It can get in your nose. It can get through your mouth. It can get through your hands. These are many different ways that you can get sick during these times. You understand me? It's also as you're eating junk food and you're eating food that doesn't have sunlight in it and it's not plant-based, it's going to make it harder for you to fight against these diseases, right? It's going to be lowering your immune system because your body eating all these inflammatory foods, now it has to fight against the food that you put in your body, and it's trying to fight against the outside diseases that's causing you to try to build up antibodies so that you can fight the viruses that's entering your body. So right now, you don't want to be overworking your body. You want to be getting a period of where you're getting the proper amount of sleep, you're getting the proper amount of sun, and you're putting the right things inside your body at all times. This is the proper vaccine that nature prescribes already. It gives us everything to fight all of these viruses. You don't even realize that you've come in contact with thousands and thousands of viruses. You've come in contact with millions and billions of germs in your life. You understand me? But your immune system is always working. So when your immune system working properly, then it can fight all this shit off. Like, get off me. You know what I'm talking about? It ain't worried about nothing. But since we are a society that does not eat right, that we're obese, we have all of these issues, you know what I'm talking about? You have stress and anxiety, right? From overutilization of technology, comparing yourself, working in jobs that don't fit you, you're not happy. This lowers your immune system as well. During times of depression, people's immune system is lower, easier for you to be able to get sick. All of these things are holistic. So you have to cultivate an environment right now making sure that you make it to springtime. You know what I'm talking about? We want everybody to live. We want everybody to be good. And most importantly, we want you to be focused. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, matter of fact, I think we're going to be putting up a smart link today for the Smart Moss. That Smart Moss, like I said, it contains the moss, which has the 92 minerals that the body needs. It has the CBD, which is going to help because we have cannabinoid receptors within our bodies. And it's going to have that lion's mane, which have compounds for the brain. You understand me? That increases mood, memory, learning, IQ. You understand me? Also, overall wellness. You understand me? And your immune system, plus many more effects. But those are the ones that I focus on. And that's the mushroom compound. And when you understand mushrooms, mushrooms are actually some of the largest living organisms on this planet Earth. You understand me? And there's almost a mushroom just about for everything. And this particular mushroom, which is in the family, the genus of Arrhenius herinaceus, is good for the brain specifically. You understand me? But it's also good for the gut. You understand me? And it's also good for your immune system and many other different things that we're going to need right now. When I did get sick and I was taking the Crown's oil, one thing that did not fade was the faculties of my thinking. One thing when you get sick, because you get the mucus that builds up and this sinus clogged, you can't get as much oxygen to the brain. So it feels like your brain is cloudy as well and you can't think properly. Well, since I was on the Crown's oil already when I was taking it, I didn't feel any lag or side effect in my actual thinking. So I was still able to think properly, think straight, and think clear. And that was an amazing side effect. And for the headache that I got, I start taking the gold water, right? So I took the gold water to electrify that brain. You're talking about pounding, you understand me, from the skull to the brain that's causing that inflammation also within the head that's causing that headache. So I took some of this, which has anti-inflammatory properties. It's very powerful, people. Of course, you got to drink as much water as possible. You don't want your body to be dehydrated. This is 19 Keys Coronavirus Triple Pack. Make sure y'all share with somebody. Make sure y'all tap in. Stay disease free. Sip on some of that water. Tap in. Peace, family.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.